I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Long time no see. Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see. Long time no see.
How long is this going to go on?
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.
Right, people, announcement two, the Steam Winter Sale has officially kicked off. I hope you're ready. My wallet's not ready. Actually, it is. I do actually have money. I do have money. I still have money, Steam. Gabe, still got money. Anywho, welcome to another wonderful episode, podcast, what have you, of RSN Live with your buddy voice sitting here. Hoping that this show doesn't glitch up like last week. I actually made some changes. Apparently these things, who knew? They have regulators on them, so I don't know why. So, I guess for the past year and a half I've been doing this show on this laptop, it's kind of been running at, like, on-demand slash low-power mode. Apparently that may or may not have been causing the goof-ups with Jack. So, changed it to full power, on-demand all the time, and we'll see what we get. Hopefully nothing bad. But, you never know. That's part of the joy of, I would say Linux, but I know there's enough people who watch the show like, Linux failing. Don't worry. Windows is just as crappy at this as anything else. I shouldn't have to point out all the times everyone on Radio Sega or Sega Sonic Radio or Radio Nintendo are complaining about Sam! So, the sword swings both ways, people. But now that I've got that out of the way, of course, gotta go through my spiel. So if you want to reach me live during the show, if you're actually watching this, you're already doing that part, because there's a Twitch chat to that stream, by the way. Feel free to use it. Feel free to say fuck that and not use it. Let's see. Of course, there's the RC channels. I'm on, by the way, channel's RSN, but I'm on irc.surrealchat.net, irc.afternet.org, or irc.randomsonicnet.org. That's right, RSN has its own IRC network. Check it out. Also, a small note on the, everyone's fascinated by the Christmas hat. You guys don't just have a Christmas hat? By the way, those of you who are listening to the podcast, I have a Christmas hat on, a Santa hat. I have a Santa hat. See, I'm taking one step beyond you guys using your avatar and adding a Christmas hat to it. I'm wearing a Christmas hat tonight. And probably next week as well. It's Real Chat. I'm also in Radio Sega or Radio Nintendo's chat room. I'm even back into the Sonic Stadium chat room for the time being until they do something to piss me off and make me leave. That's like the second time I've left because of some stupid shit. I'm trying to, you know, not be that way anymore, and it's failing me miserably. There's also, of course, the Twitter account, at symbol RSN live, or just hashtag RSN underscore live. I will do my best to keep track of that, but I make no guarantees. No guarantees. No one really uses it anyways. I'm like the only one. People, use the Twitter hashtag thingy. For God's sakes. Disappoint me. What else can I spiel about here? Nothing for the time being, I guess. I guess we'll just dive into some music. Yeah, well, tell Shadow to stop being a League of Legends nerd and become a Sonic nerd, because this is all just a gathering of the Sonic nerds. Shadow, become a Sonic nerd. None of this League of Legends shit. League of Legends, a blatant ripoff off of WoW, and yet people love it. I've tried League of Legends. It's not even that interesting of a game. It's pretty much World of Warcraft sans the open world environment. That's it. It's not that impressive. I don't know why it's a big thing. But then again, Counter-Strike is a generic shooter, and yet it's one of the more popular shooters. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just a weirdo. Maybe I'm just an idiot. Probably that one. Rip off of you know what? Dota came from Warcraft, if I remember correctly. If I remember my history correctly. Dota was some kind of mod or a map. I think it was actually a map. It was a map that got ported over to the Source Engine or something. It's kind of like how I used to... What was that? I was playing Torchlight? And I was like, eh. I'm bored. Yes, I did play Warcraft 3, by the way. So I do know Warcraft. That game. I know that game. Does that count towards anything? Probably not. Let's be honest. I'm trying to find music. Give me 1 second. One moment. Yeah, why not? We'll use you. You'll be used this evening. Remixes, what the shit? I really should get, like, someone to, you know, co-host this with me. Oh, well. This is RSN Live Voice. I shall return shortly.
questa musica è spara, allegria di una samba, il cia cia cia. Muovete, a este ritmo muovete, una noce di fiesta sera.
I'm back. It's just 20 seconds of random noise, so we're just gonna end that. So, what to talk about? Well, of course there is the Steam sale going on right now. Problem is, I don't have too many games I want at the moment. That's the weird part about it. Normally, I'm all excited about these Steam sales, because like, oh shit, I can finally buy a bunch of shit for the cheap. But I just don't want anything right now. Kind of weird. I think it's because I've spent a lot of my free time lately working on things not play related per se. You know, trying to relearn Cisco networking commands and all that fun stuff. Who knows how to set up RIP networks? This guy. So, by the way, no, he was RIP. That's an outdated protocol. I don't know why Cisco requires me to know this. They require me to know it. Was this Pokemon? Sir, I don't even like Pokemon. And there was a collective gasp from the audience. I don't like Pokemon. I think it's maybe because I don't like games that involve just grinding, which is why I never really got into World of Warcraft. I'm not willing to grind. I'm not willing to spend a bunch of time doing shit to gain a little. And, like, the one time you hit the jackpot, you die. Well, I don't know if that's true in Pokemon. I don't know if you can die. You can't even kill your Pokemon. They just faint. How pathetic is that? At least in Digimon, they kind of, like, pseudo-died. Yeah, as you can tell, RPGs are not my thing. And yet, I'll play, like, real-time strategy games. Like, I love Command & Conquer. I'll play the shit out of that if I'm given the chance. Except for Command & Conquer Red Alert 3, because it really was, that's when EA really fucked things up. Let's put it that way. EA fucked up Command & Conquer, and I will never forgive them for that. Amongst other well-known franchises that EA has killed, because they're a bunch of assholes. I'm trying to see what the hell's going on here, because my phone dinged while the music was going on, saying that there's an update available for Sonic Dash. But there's now, like, a bow, so I'm guessing this is some kind of... Oh boy, there's a festive challenge upcoming. The Lost World update, Sonic Lost World promotion is now over, but that's like Sonic Dash. That's just being lazy. Yeah, the promotion is over. We should really remove that code, but we're just going to leave it. We'll just leave it in there. Android cloud saves. So apparently this didn't exist already. So if I tried out my tablet, I would have had to start from scratch, so... Yes, festive. There's a festive challenge coming this Christmas. They also added some achievements. Miles per hour. Really gonna play that one, aren't they? I feel that's gonna happen to every Sonic game from now on. Miles per hour. Achievement unlocked. You can tell they're kind of low on ideas. It's kind of like how I... There's like two... running out of ideas, it's kind of like how Disney has completely run out of ideas. I believe they've now got two movies coming out that are pretty much about Walt Disney himself. Like pseudo-documentaries, because they can't really do anything accurate, because God knows how much shady shit has happened in that organization. But they're like, yeah, we got no... You know, cartoon ideas. Miley Cyrus is apparently coming in like a wrecking ball, so why don't we just do some, like, crappy pseudo-documentaries and start that out there? People will buy it up! Money. speaking of things that made me go, what the fuck, as soon as I saw it on TV, apparently Justin Bieber is getting a movie. Why? You owe us, Canada. You owe us big time. I'm just putting that out there. Can't that guy's, like, 15 minutes be over already? It's depressing. It's depressing is what it is. Yeah. This is the second movie? What the shit? Who is giving this kid movies? And why? How many people are this? I weep for this generation. I truly do. It's kind of like how you guys don't know about, like, Rocco's Modern Life. Yet, you know, you claim that, like, the annoying Orange Show is the best shit ever, or Regular Show, or Adventure Time. These shows are not good. They're not good. It's just there. Annoying Orange lives up to its name. I literally wish I could meet the guy that came up with that and punched him in the face. That is crap. Let's see. What else we got here? What else we got going on? Oh, well, I guess this isn't really gaming or Sonic related, but if anyone's been paying attention to the news lately, you'll know that Target apparently decided that encrypting card information isn't really important, and they're now paying the price to the tune of 47 million credit card numbers stolen. Yeah. Fun times. So if you've shopped at a Target between Black Friday and the 15th, you're gonna want to change your credit card. Because not only did Target store your credit card number, they store the name, the expiration date, and the CCV number. They stored all your credit card details. So again, if you've shopped or you know anyone who's shopped at Target in the past, like, what, 30 days? Yeah, let's just go past 30 days. I would get your credit card or debit card canceled because it's probably being used to buy things now that you're not buying. Way to go, network security. No, Trekkie. No. Justin Bieber is not ours. You're not pawning him off on us like you did Celine Dion. He is completely your guys' fault, and you owe us an apology and 50,000 tankers full of maple syrup. I expect that by the end of the year. If you need an address, I can give you a P.O. box. Watch all the computer file videos. Well, I mean, in other computing related, Trekkie will get a kick out of this because I'm always talking about how stable Linux is. So I had removed Windows Media Center from my HTPC because it was fucking crashing. Like, just recording a video was enough to make it crash. And I had enough of that, so I switched out what I had originally set out to do was build a Mythbox, which is basically Linux running MythTV. I made the mistake, however, of choosing Mythbuntu, and Mythbuntu only does long-term releases now, so they're using 12.04.03 of Ubuntu as their base, which means they're using an older version of Linux. And it turns out that the driver for the wireless network card I have does not play well with any Linux kernel older than 3.11, and it will cause it to crash. Thank you. Nickelback is another one that you owe us for. So I finally, you know, like, I couldn't even get, like, the thing to last 24 hours without freezing for some reason. Well, it's because the driver was crappy. It didn't like that. So I finally said screw that and switched it up to just Mint Linux on there. Linux Mint, what have you. And put MythTV on there. And so far it's been pretty stable, which is awesome. And it's running the latest kernel. which I know works with that particular driver because this desktop that's streaming this video has that same exact card in it and does not crash and is running an older version of Linux Mint. So I'm optimistic on that. And the rest of you guys are like, why are you talking to us about your TV setup? I'm a geek. It's what I do. It's my experiment. I like to talk about my experiments. I'm a weird person like that. Everyone likes to, you know, brag about their stupid shit. You know, you got people that brag about their car. I brag about my DVR. Much to Comcast's dismay, because it's got a 4 tuner in it, and it can stream over the web. So, it'll be fun to test that out once I'm, like, 150% confident that this is all stable. Keep in mind, I'm using a card that is kind of a funny situation, because Seton came out like, oh yeah, we fully endorse Linux. I went there, like, yesterday, and now the website's like, yeah, we don't really support Linux, so use these drivers at your own risk. Do not open a support ticket if it fucks up. What? You can't 180 like that. But they did, so... And now I'm stuck with that time bomb. Well, I think it's time... I think I've ranted enough for the time being. I gotta pull up some music here. As soon as I can find something. Something. I'll get there, don't worry. Yeah, you know what, we'll just pull this up, why not? It's an instrumental version. It's a little weird, but whatever. Their decision, not mine. Let's see. What to do. My rant is done for now. Yes. My rant is done for the moment. No, Trekkie doesn't have a comment on Nickelback, because there's no Canadian that can justify that at all. So, alright, this is Boy Stars and Live.
Came back for more. Yeah.
I was hoping. I was hoping there'd be no glitches. But of course they're glitched. Why wouldn't it? Okay, well, that was kind of sounding a little bit weird anyway, so... Hold on one second, let's remove that. I'll just go with the standard version. Maybe that's my computer's way of saying, I don't want this. Possible. I'm going to have to research that after the show.
All you get, 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 all you
And we're back. Oh, let's see. What to do next? Oh, that's right. What am I supposed to do? I think it just wakes me up. I don't know why. It's a little weird. You can see. Me zone out there. It's funny. I'm watching it on the replay. Awesome. Okay. Let's see. Sorry. I'm actually trying to read up on what the hell's causing it. It's basically an X run, an underrun issue. So I'm trying to figure out what that's all about. And it's not showing me much. Okay. Well, in the meantime, I'm pretty sure I need to. Stuff. I might actually take a break from fan fiction next week. Okay, what do we got here? Okay, I know we were. Hold on one second, let me, there we go. Got our bad fan fiction music going on here. You win the Nicometer Act. Anyways, so I believe last week I decided I didn't want to, you know, read a whole block of text, so I stopped reading halfway through chapter 3 of Chris the Hedgehog, which we were in the middle of some kind of battle thing. Yeah. It's getting harder and harder to read these things. It's just really either incredibly boring or incredibly bad or a little bit of both. So you can see my concern going on here. Whoa. That was interesting set of circumstances. Shit breaking all over the place. Oh, well. Alright, so I guess I should get back into this, huh? Okay. So, we are now entering, the second half of Chapter 3 of Chris the Hedgehog. Enjoy. Damn you, bastard, Shadow roared at him. Chris just simply replied, "Such language, do you ever kiss your mother with that mouth?" Shrugging, aggravating Shadow even more. Shadow swung a powerful right hook at Chris, but he dodged it and tripped Shadow. Shadow caught himself before he hit the ground and did a spin kick using his arms as support. Chris blocked it and kicked Shadow's chest, sending him flipping towards Knuckles. Chaos control once again came from Shadow before he collided with Knuckles. "Whoa," said Knuckles as he barely caught Shadow. "Throw me back with everything you got," Shadow commanded. "Gotcha," he said, spun him around before throwing Shadow back into the direction in which he had come from. "Time to end this chaos spear," Shadow said. As he plummeted towards Chris, wiping his arm in the air, what's creating the... The Chaos Spear moved at the same velocity as Shadow, so it seemed as if they had become one. "Now you die," said Shadow with venom in his voice. Chris just looked on to his impending doom. This seemed bad. If he misses, then he'll hit her. If he hits me, he'll hit her. Huh? And I can't allow neither one of those to happen. He smirks and waits for Shadow to get within arm's length. "Got you now," Shadow yells, thirsty for blood. The Chaos Spear hits Chris, causing an explosion. There was a green light that flashed beside Chris where Tykel stood. Chris teleported to Tail's side, who was planning a sneak attack on Chris, a tree in the distance. "How did I get up here?" Tykel said aloud, startling Tails. "Ah! How in the world?" Tails replied, almost falling out of the tree. After the smoke and fire had died down, Shadow stood triumphant over Chris's charred body with evil teeth bearing a smile and his arms crossed. "Like I said, not so tough." Sonic, Tails, Silver, Tykel, and Knuckles came to look at the body laying motionlessly on the ground. Motionlessly? Really? Seriously, Shadow, did you have to kill him? I mean, really? Sonic asks, sort of disappointed as Tykel checked to see if Chris was okay. Oh good, she says to herself. I really think that was overkill. Oh god. I really think that was overkill, Silver said, rubbing the back of his head, still recovering from the twin spin dash attacks. Shut up, Silver, said Shadow, getting annoyed with everyone's skepticism. Everyone standing around Chris's body felt a heart-stopping feeling. Tykel went wide-eyed when she saw breath being drawn back into Chris's body. Tykel looked down at Chris's body as if to say that's impossible, and Silver jumped back a little. Knuckles put up his fist, getting ready for round two. Tails pulled out one of his many Chaos Emerald radars and went wide-eyed. That's impossible! Chris started laughing evilly. Nicely done, Shadow. Nicely done. He's now the Count, he said as he started to levitate off the ground with an evil open mouth smile on his face, showing his fangs. He flew at light speed rate to the clouds. Now I will show you what happens to challengers. Chris put both of his hands above his head, and a small purple and red energy ball appeared and grew 10 times its original size. Now we're back to the Grinch. Chaos Spear, Sonic Wind, Cannon Blast, Psy Blast came from the group standing below looking like ants. Chris smirked at the attacks coming his way and made the energy ball grow 500 times its current size. All of Metropolis could see it now. Sonic, Silver, Tails, Tykel, Knuckles, Draw Drop, seeing how quick it fluctuated in size. The four attacks hit Chris. Really, is that it? Feeble attempts to stop me. The energy ball grew another 500 times its current size. Now it's blotting out the sun and most of the sky. Perish, he roared, as he thrust his arms forward towards the planet. The energy ball rapidly plummeted towards the ground. Chris disappears behind the oncoming energy, getting ready to decimate the whole planet. Everyone closes their... He spelled their wrong. Their eyes and braces themselves for the end. Everything went quite. Quiet. And Chris's voice was clear to everyone. I'm not here to bring death to anyone undeserving of it. With that, he said. Tykel feels lips pressed against hers. Oh, the joy! And she opens her eyes and sees Chris kissing her passionately. While he's in his right arm, absorbing the energy back into his body, and his left arm wrapped around her waist. She felt her body let go of all worry and wraps her arms around his neck and closes his eyes, and everything goes white. The light dies, and everyone opens their eyes and sees nothing has been destroyed. What the hell was that? Sonic asked hysterically, Tails looking around frantically, trying to wrap his mind around what had just happened. He's more devastating than Dr. Eggman is, said Silver with a sigh of relief that he nor his friends were dead. His power level might even surpass mine with all 7 Chaos Emeralds in my possession. Who is he? Shadow thinks to himself as he looks up to the sky. Knuckles' jaw drops when he sees Tykel kissing Chris. She giggles after the kiss breaks, and he sees Chris whisper something into her ear. I think I know what's coming up. I haven't read ahead. I really haven't. So I know something's coming up. Knuckles goes over to Shadow, Sonic, Silver, and Tails to point out what he sees, and all except Shadow had the same reaction. All 5 of them rush towards Chris and Tykel, still in embrace. Chris notices it and twitches his eye, and all 5 of the pursuers get ensnared in the ground, knee-deep, making it so they couldn't move. You guys don't know when to quit, do you? Chris said to them, snapping his fingers, making the ground around their legs loosen so they could move again. I quit, he said, and walks off with Tykel in arm. Later, guys, Tykel said, walking with Chris. Oh, I hate that bastard, said Shadow. Well, to be honest, when you first meet anyone, you hate them instantly, Shads. Sonic says, sweat dropped. Tails whispers something in Knuckles' ear, and Knuckles went wide-eyed. Shadow overheard because of his heightened hearing. He really doesn't seem to be a bad guy, Silver said. Also, sweat dropped. Whatever, I'm out of here. He spelled here wrong. Shadow said, teleporting away in a flash. We need to run into the lab. We have something to show you two, Tails says to both Sonic and Knuckles. They both nod and follow Tails in the direction of his lab. And with that, Chapter 3 is done. Holy fucking shit. T-Cal, whatever! You guys are, like... I'm pointing out, like, grammar mistakes, and you guys are pointing out mispronouncing character or names. I really don't care! I'm the one who's sitting here drinking beers reading this crap. Sorry, art. It's art. It's a work of art. Okay, well, music next, and then we go into mobile discussion mode, and things shall happen. Yeah, Chapter 4 is next week if I do it. I'm still undecided. What kind of beer? I am drinking Samuel Adams Winter Lager. That is the beer that I've been drinking the past month. By the way, sorry if I'm responding insanely late. Again, something seems to be a little bit weird about that. So, yeah, just enjoy the ride. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Alright, this is Boy Star 7. Eventually. Come on. after that brief bit of music. Why not? Everyone loves music. So, of course, it's that time of the night. Gotta open up the mumbles. The mumbles is now open. See how long it takes you guys to realize that. 7:03 right now. See how long it takes. Could just be an asshole, everyone, but I don't like abusing my authority, so. Oh, there's one! They all join.
Now I actually get to hear you in real time.
Oh yeah!
Real time. Like with real player 7?
Real time!
I miss that player. Actually, I don't.
As I say, you can probably go find a copy.
Does QuickTime still exist?
Yes. The last update made it completely worse than it already was.
Oh god.
So of course we gotta try it now. Is there a Linux version?
Oh gee, no. We all know they hate it.
Oh, I had run it with Bash. It's running now.
The OS 10 version's alright, but other than that.
The laptop's getting a little overheated. It's being stuck on Uber power mode. They didn't do anything!
Actually, in Mavericks, they removed NKV support and a bunch of other formats, so every time you open it up in QuickTime, you have to wait for it to convert. You double-click on it, it says, wait, converting, and you have to sit there and wait for it.
Because, you know, that's a smart thing to do, right?
Even in their quick preview thing, which is no longer quick because you have to sit there and wait for it to convert the file.
Hey, remember when websites used to require you to have the QuickTime plugin to work?
I remember when they used to require Real Player. This is going way back.
Just work with VLC.
But that's before it sucked. It was
remember
all right
RAM
then.
Files? I do.
I still have some. They play in VLC just fine.
Yeah, well, of course. Of course they do.
Oh, of course, VLC is like the Swiss Army knife of media players, yet Rax refuses to use it.
Media Player Classic is still good.
It's still good,
Media Player Classic is far superior to VLC for video.
For video. That's like saying Winamp is more superior for audio.
It is.
Nope. It is.
And now it's being shut down.
As of
tomorrow.
That doesn't mean your Winamp companies are going to self. That doesn't mean your Winamp companies are going to self delete tomorrow.
Yes, they will.
It kind of did.
Yeah, there's not going
to
be.
Rax, I hate to tell you this, but they're hosted on Microsoft's cloud.
That explains everything.
Yeah, look, they're gone.
I just opened Winamp and it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
For now.
I'll invent a Winamp reviver. No problem.
Trekkie's gonna rebuild Winamp.
Oh gee. Oh, like we'll have, like we're gonna need something that plays MPEG 2 video horribly.
But it'll have Tails on it, so it'll be okay.
Tails amp.
It'll just superimpose Tails over every video.
Yeah, put me as a watermark somewhere. God damn it, there's no good torrents.
Watch this video and this fucking fox keeps showing up.
By design.
I kill you.
Wear all three hats at once. I don't think I'd be able to do that successfully. Just point that out there. And no, I have not tried Steam OS yet.
Apparently he doesn't like
it. Now.
I don't plan on trying SteamOS.
They need to get a little more non-partition nuke-y first.
Voice, yeah.
Like, hey, look at
Steam
that
machine.
Partition. Not anymore.
Voice, you can just try this. It allows for dual boot and all these things that
SteamOS. See, the fact that like people have to come up with like these solutions is kind of like. I don't think Valve spent too much time actually thinking about the installer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's
they kind of went Sonic Team on us. It compiles, ship it. I don't care if there's bugs, just ship the damn thing.
Ship it. Make it real good.
We can patch it later. And they never patch Sonic 06.
They patched Sonic Lost World, though.
Yeah, that was like a first. They quote-unquote patched Sonic 06, and then
quote
they
unquote,
added a DLC.
Quote-unquote patched.
Because clearly the game needed a very hard mode.
Still.
Very hard mode. Your character just explodes every 5 seconds.
Wait, doesn't that happen normally?
It's no use.
Shadow's car is made of explodium.
Interesting.
Am I the only one here who remembers, like, in GTA San Andreas, where you would have to wait a while before your car would explode?
You mean, like, maybe a few seconds?
I remember, like, flipping my car over and being like, I'm just gonna wait here. I'm gonna sit here until this blows up.
It didn't take that long. It, like, ignites really quickly. The blowing up takes a while.
San Andreas cars were really weak, though. You could set them on fire with a pistol.
That's why you got the Rhino
yeah,
tank.
That's why. That you can blow them up with a pistol.
That's why you got the Rhino tank.
Nobody
I
ever used that thing.
I enjoyed using that thing, because I would just, like, there'd be these SWAT trucks coming towards me, and I'd just plow into them with the Rhino tank, and they'd just fucking explode.
I'd rather use cars fly.
I always used motorcycles in San Andreas because you're like freaking indestructible compared to the cars.
As long as your motorcycle like level was high.
Yeah, I maxed out my motorcycle level, so it wasn't a problem.
It's like, oh, if your motorcycle level or bike level is not high, if you hit at like 1 mile per hour, you will fall.
You know, I might have to issue a challenge that everyone post a picture of themselves wearing a Sonic hat, or not a Sonic hat, a Santa hat.
I don't have one.
Well, buy one.
No, I'm busy buying a haircut.
Well, you get the hat to hide the hair.
Hey, look, I had said haircut, not go and buy someone's shaver.
Going bald.
Nobody goes bald.
Speaking of...
Wait, what?
Take a look at this and make sure this is accurate, because I got my driver's license renewed, and I didn't check it before I left the DMV. But all the information looks accurate, so...
I just realized, in other news, SteamOS seems to be using the Ubuntu Steam.
Uses the Ubuntu Steam on a Debian client. Why are you even testing this?
Hairiness runs in my...
Hairiness.
Hairiness.
That's the wrong thing. I pasted the wrong thing.
So, Rax, are you gonna get, like, this really, really hairy back? How hairy are we? Are we talking, like,
hair.
I had hair.
Robin
hair.
Williams?
I had hair when I was born, so...
Yeah. I think of what to talk about, and I can't think of anything to talk about. Other than, you know... Why are we posting Steam Rel Klein?
Talk about YouTube. Surely you're angry about that.
I'm surprisingly not too angry about YouTube, because I don't really post anything to YouTube. And I don't see the ads because I have Adblock Plus installed, so... I'm sure Google's just trying to find a way around that.
Oh yeah, they are, actually.
Apparently,
they're updating Chrome, and they're removing a shit ton of plugins from the store.
You know what I should do? I should check to see if Crush 40's music's being taken down by Content.id yet.
YouTube, I think they're contemplating suicide, though, because they keep shooting themselves.
Why is it uninstalling the kernel?
Why is it uninstalling the kernel? Because it wants to live a life on the edge.
living on the edge.
What the fuck is it doing?
But no, that'd be kind of funny if Crush 40's YouTube channel got shut down because of copyright violations claimed by Wavemaster.
Wavemaster!
Isn't, like, Jun Sunui, like, on the board of directors for Wavemaster?
If he is, then we can actually blame him for Crush 40's music not being on Amazon.
Tell you what, let's look it up. Wavemaster Studios.
The fuck is...
That does not appear to be it. Oh, I guess it is Wavemaster Studio.
The experience with SteamOS so far is bad.
But it shows up as Wavemaster Studios. You know, we'll just go to Wikipedia. They can give me a, Country of origin, Japan.
Oh, it's booting.
Jambalaya.
Your mother's booting.
You wish.
Wavemaster Happies. I can't read Japanese. Translate. Oh, of course, everything that's in Japanese is an image. Thank you.
Wait, what the fuck is SegaRetro.org?
Let's see here.
Why did he have to check my browser?
No, he's not a, board member. Yet.
Alright, so we just blame whoever is on the board that you're forced to use iTunes if you want Crush 40 music.
Oh man, this is like going back to 1995 over here.
Well, you mean back to 1995 where everyone pirated everything?
Well, it's just their webpage is full of GIFs.
It's some PNGs up in this bitch.
Get some waves.
Oh god.
WMA. Windows Media Audio.
Yeah.
It does look like the 90s. Like, the background is gradient and everything.
Yeah. And they're using GIFs only because they can mask other GIFs and make little animations.
This is what happens.
Fucking PNGs, man.
We sit at least here everything. Live and make fun of Sega's websites.
At least just the tables don't have extremely obnoxious borders.
Flatman. Translating.
Flatman.
December 2001, Flatman Formation Guitar Rock Band, 3-person organization, VO Guitar, Tomoaki? I can't pronounce Japanese names properly. And lyrics, sad lyrical, which valued the Japanese vocal something, 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 to perform these something, 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 something. If you want, you can buy their album for 1,500 yen. Alright, let's see what we got here. Apparently Crush 40 only has 3 albums. And they sell for 2,500 yen. Oh, I don't... I fucking hate this thing.
I gotta post this in here.
Oh, this says Amazon. You can buy this on Amazon, but you have to have it. It's in Japanese, so good luck.
Amazon.co.jp.
Yeah, that's not gonna work too well, is it?
I don't understand anything.
Steam needs to be online to update. Well, obviously. Why don't you just click OK? It's not gonna. It's just saying it needs to be online to update.
I can't click. That's the problem.
Must be those AMD drivers.
Ah, it's VirtualBox.
Must be those virtual AMD drivers.
I told you, Tassos. SteamOS really favors them AMD NVIDIA drivers. Them Intel chipsets.
This is not... I installed the AMD drive... The VirtualBox.
It doesn't matter!
The sound director doesn't give a shit.
It's not the additions and drivers. Just in terms of connecting the internet for some reason.
Apparently he's German.
Oh, I see what happened.
Project German guitarist. What does that even mean?
I don't know what the world means anymore. World is not enough.
Never saw that movie.
The game is still incredibly broken if you try to play it on an N64 emulator. Apparently, the only problem with it is that all the sound files are MP3s, and the way our emulator decodes MP3 files when they're in N64 cartridges is just, it makes it look like garbage. It sounds like garbage. It sounds like someone's like took your freaking cassette tape and like cut a few holes in it.
Alright, well, you know what? I think I'm gonna call this an early night.
Okay.
Bingos.
Calling it an early night. I mean, sometimes they go long, sometimes they go short. There's really not much going on here.
That's what she said.
Hey, next week, come on, day after Christmas, there's gonna be something going on, right?
What she said.
Alright. I think I'm just gonna go ahead and put you guys on mute now.
No.
And they're off. Alright, I guess I should find an ending track now, huh? Yep, yes three. Let me find an ending track. Yeah, it's kinda one of those weird days where I just don't feel like talking too much, I guess too, it's part of it, so. Oh look, Dean finally showed up. So, I'm going to go ahead and sign this off. So, this is Voice, RSN Live. I will see you all probably next week. And, like I said, I probably won't be doing a fan fiction reading next week. I need a break from that. I really do. So, until then, this is RSN Live. Voice, see you after Christmas. So, have a Merry Christmas. Of course, RSN Live.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your fairy blood.